Well, it's a funny name, but the game of pickleball is becoming a lot more familiar to many people here in Wisconsin. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Great to have Wisconsin native Dave Weinbach with us. He is a 12-time U.S. Open champion, a 10-time USAPA champion. He gives clinics and lessons around the country, and he calls Madison his home. So we'll learn from Dave about the game, and we'll take your calls as well. Do you have questions about pickleball rules? Would you like to improve your game? You talk about the experiences you've had playing it, maybe? Join in. Give a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Dave Weinbach, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Oh, great to be with you, Larry. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking about the fastest growing sport on earth.
I think it is, too. You know what? How did it get its name?
It's an interesting story. The sport was really founded in 1965 out in the Seattle, Washington area, and the gentleman that founded the game had a dog named Pickles. we all laugh about it. In fact, about 10 years ago, a group of us tried to get the name changed because it's kind of a funny name. But, you know, it stuck, and now we're rolling with it. And it's not only the fastest-growing sport in America, Larry. Pickleball is by far the fastest-growing sport in the world. I get offers all the time, invites to come to China, Hong Kong, Japan, Finland last week, Amsterdam, to do clinics and teach this great game. So it's not just in America. This is a global phenomenon.
Well, you know what? I like the name a lot for the reason that, you know, when I hear pickleball, I think, okay, I could probably play that. And a kid hears it, and the kid would probably say, I could play that, or somebody older, I can play that. It sounds fun.
One of the beauties of the game is there's very little barriers to entry. It's very, very easy to get started because there's so many courts going up across the country, and I'll talk about what's happening here in Dane County. But all you need is a paddle and a ball, and the ball is like a wiffle ball. It's not like a tennis ball or, you know, a hard-covered ball. It's very, very easy to get started, and anybody can play. I've played pickleball with four-year-olds. Larry, I've played pickleball with 100-year-olds. It's just a fascinating game. It's so social. Those of you folks listening that have not seen pickleball, it is, I describe it as a combination of tennis and badminton and table tennis on a court that is about the size of one-third of a tennis court. So you're not having to cover a lot of ground or a lot of real estate, and that's why it's such a widespread sport and easy to play. You don't need to have to move a lot. So you folks out there that maybe can't play tennis anymore and can't play basketball or racquetball, folks, you got to look at pickleball. And if you just Google pickleball, you'll be able to see hundreds of videos. The website I would direct people to that have not seen it and want to do a little bit of research is usapickleball.org. usapickleball.org.
Well, there you go. It makes it actually fun to kind of watch too. But I've had sports physiologists and so forth on the show, and they say, hey, it's great exercise. Even though you're not moving as far as you would in tennis, you're getting a good workout.
That's one of the beauties of the game, Larry. Is, you know, number one, it's very easy to learn. Number two, the equipment is readily available, and it's not expensive. It's not like starting playing golf, you know, or other sports. And there's new courts going up, it seems like, every 5 days in this country. It's extremely social, and you get to meet so many new friends. I mean, you have four players on a court, and the court is not very large, as I mentioned. And it's just so easy to meet people. You know, in Dane County here, the Madison Park and Rec Department has been very forward-thinking with pickleball. In 2016, a group of us got the city to change the two tennis courts at Garner Park into six dedicated pickleball courts. Dedicated court means it's its own individualized court with its own net. And now there are over 100 courts within 20 miles of Madison between indoor and outdoor courts. There's over 100 courts. And our association is called the Capital Area Pickleball Association. We started in 2016 with about 25 or 30 members, and now we have 500 members. And it's almost exactly half women and half men. And the cool thing about pickleball is anybody can play it. In fact, our sport is getting younger and younger. A lot of people think it's a senior sport, and that's just not true. My three boys and wife love to play, and my kids learned when they were 5, 6, and 8 years old. So it's not just a, you know, a senior sport. And by the way, the website for our local association, Capital Area Pickleball Association, is Kappa, CAPAREAPB.com, or you can search for Capital Area Pickleball Association.
Well, you know, and so what kind of shape do you need to be in to play?
Well, that's the really cool thing about pickleball, Larry, is you don't have to be a physical specimen. You're only covering, you know, a small amount of coverage. I mean, as I said, the game is really a doubles game. You can play singles, and we do play singles in our national tournaments, but it's really a doubles game. And the court is only 20 feet wide, and it's 44 feet in length. So if you're playing doubles, you know, you're only covering 10 feet. So it's just a great form of exercise, and anybody can play. And all shapes and sizes, and I mean that absolutely literally. I do clinics all over the country. I've gotten to about 28 of the 50 states, and I've seen every walk of life imagine. But that's a real positive to this game of pickleball, is it's wonderful exercise, and pretty much everybody can play it. Even if you have bad knees and really can only take like one step, this is still a game that you should try.
And, you know, I was looking at a story about pickleball, and part of it had to do with paddles. And, you know, it really doesn't – I mean, there are some pretty fancy paddles out there for people sort of in your range as a U.S. Open champion and so forth. But it doesn't cost a lot for the person who just wants to get started.
Not at all, and that's what I was talking about earlier. There's very little barriers to entry. There's so many courts that are, of course, free to play on. And
how much are the paddles?
An introductory paddle can be, you know, $30 to $40, and as you have seen, you know, some of the higher-end ones get up to the $150, $160 range, you know, that the pros use. But I would say an average paddle is probably in the $75 to $80 range. You know, I do clinics all over the country and all over the state of Wisconsin, and, you know, the paddles that I bring to the clinics range from, you know, $75 to $150. And you don't need to spend a lot of money to get started in the fastest growing sport in the world.
Yeah, I was thinking about my golf clubs. I think, you know, my driver costs a lot more than that.
Exactly.
One club.
And the nice thing about a pickleball paddle is if you take care of it and don't bang it against the ground, I mean, these paddles can last a couple of years very easily.
Yeah. Dave Weinbach, our guest today, we're talking with him about pickleball and why it's so popular. Give a call if you have a question or comment or an experience to share. What do you think about pickleball? 1-800-642-1234 Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Well, these let's go over the rules just a little bit. So it's kind of like tennis in terms of the rules?
It's the scoring is very different than tennis. In pickleball, you only get one serve, and it has to go cross court like tennis. And the scoring is very unique. I don't want to get too involved in it with right now, but in tennis, we keep score like love 5 or 15 all or 30-15. In pickleball, we play a game to 11, and each point, you know, is worth 1 point. And when you call the score, you have a first server and a second server. So if you're first calling the score, and let's say it's 2-2, you say 2-2-1, and the 1 represents the first server. If you lose that point, then it goes, the serve goes to your partner, who is a second server, and then you'd call the score 2-2-2, meaning the second server. So it's a little unique in its scoring system. And usually we play games up to 11. And in a tournament format, the matches are 2 out of 3 games. So you have to win 2 games to win a match in a tournament. And I was rarely fortunate. My parents moved from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area to a pickleball hotbed, Surprise, Arizona. and that's where me and my family got to learn pickleball, and fortunately met some really good players and some good teachers early on, you know, in our life. And that's how we found pickleball. And then we tried to bring it back to Wisconsin. In fact, built a court at our house about 4 years ago. So it's just incredible the growth, you know, in this area. As I said, now there's over 100 pickleball courts within 20 miles of Madison. And that's just fantastic. And it seems like every couple of months there's a new announcement of new courts going up. You know, we just got 6 new courts in Wanakee, 6 new courts in Stoughton, Taylor Memorial Park in Middleton. Last year we got 8 courts. There's a beautiful court facility in Sun Prairie called Windham Hills. Oregon is bringing in court. So this is just exploding, Larry. In fact, I was just in Door County doing clinics in Sister Bay and Sturgeon Bay, and was just in Mequon and Waukesha, and I've done clinics in Fond du Lac, La Crosse, all over Milwaukee, Eau Claire. It's just, you can see why the growth is so there, because it's such a fun, enjoyable game, incredible form of exercise, so easy to meet new friends and meet new people. And as I said, anybody can play. You don't need a background in racket sports. You don't have to be a triathlete
to do it.
To be able to try this thing. And folks, if you have not given pickleball a try, I would absolutely highly recommend you take a look. As I said, check out usapickleball.com. Look at the Capital Area Pickleball Association site. There's a lot of videos. I've done a lot of tutorials. They're all free that people can see the game. It's very easy to buy new paddles online or at sporting goods stores. And I'm going to give your viewers the one warning, Larry. This game is highly addictive. If you try it, you better be ready to be addicted and make time to play pickleball, baby.
Our guest today, who as you can tell, just hates playing pickleball. No, just the opposite. Dave Weinbach, our guest today, as we talk with him. We'll take some calls now. We have callers online, but just a reminder that Jill Nadeau is our producer today, Tyler Ditter, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Talking today with Dave Weinbach. Dave is a 12-time U.S. Open champion in pickleball, 10-time USAPA champion. Great to have him with us to talk about pickleball. Let's take a call. Diana in Madison up now. Diana, thanks for calling.
Good morning, everyone. I've never met Dave, but I live in Madison, and I've joined the Kappa. as he has said. And I just wanted to say that my experience was I am not an athlete. Let me just say that right at the beginning. I'm in my late 50s. And 2 years ago, the gym that I go to in Madison, the Princeton Club East, had this introductory session. And I'd never even heard of pickleball, and I feel like really silly about it now because it's so widespread and so popular. But I joined their session, and it's funny, Dave, that you say the word addict, because I am completely addicted now. And I have met the most incredible people at the gym, all ages. We have a group, we call them the purse ladies. They're like in their 80s, and they wear these little tiny purses when they play, and they are hilarious, and they still can beat me. So, I mean, we just, it's so fun. I mean, the whole concept of the game is to bring new people in, to be polite, appropriate. You know, you get people in every genre that are outliers, you know. But I just have to say it's the most social game, but it's an incredible workout. And you can play to whatever level. It's all levels of play, and people are really accommodating. I went from absolutely no skills, and I took some lessons at the gym, and now I can kind of hold my own with some of the better players. I mean, I'm not quite their league, but we had a couple of tournaments, and I took last place in the first two tournaments that I played in. And then we had another tournament for more beginner to intermediate, and I won that tournament. So
there you go. Wow, Diana, thanks so much. Well, Dave, you've got another person who loves that game.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's such an easy sport to learn. As I said, there's so many online resources in terms of tutorials and lessons. And I do a lot of introductory clinics all over the country. If anybody has a question or is interested in learning the game, my email is dsweinbach, W-E-I-N-B-A-C-H, at gmail.com. And it's a passion of mine to teach people this game and get them to play pickleball the right way, because the game is so much more fun when you get long rallies and long points, and everybody gets so much more enjoyment exercise out of it. So I meant what I said, folks. If you try this game, be prepared to be addicted after about 10 minutes.
Join Diana in Madison. Oh, man. Kenneth called to ask for a more detailed description of the paddle that one uses.
Yes, a pickleball paddle is not like a tennis racket. It's not a strings-based paddle. The core of a pickleball paddle is usually a composite of graphite, maybe some aluminum, some carbon fiber, and then the face of it is a hard, flat face that's painted. So it doesn't look at all like a badminton or a tennis racket or a racquetball racket. It's more of a firm, as I said, a graphite aluminum composite core. And if you just Google pickleball or go to usapickleball.org, you'll be able to see many, many different paddles and what they look like. In terms of the weight of the paddle, they're made anywhere between 7 and really 9 ounces. I get the question a lot, what weight should I use? I personally like that 7.5 to 7.8 pounds, that range.
Ounces.
Or ounces of a paddle, yep.
There we go. Jude is in Iola, Wisconsin, called to ask where she can play in her area.
What area does she live in?
Iola?
I don't know where Iola is. but if you go to usapickleball.org, you'll be able to click on Places to Play, and then it will list any courts, you know, within, you know, 100 miles of your area, okay? So, again, that's usapickleball.org. That's the website. And then you'll be able to click on Places to Play, and you'll have a very, very extensive list. Again, if you're in the Dane County area, you want to go to our membership site, the Capital Area Pickleball Association. Just search that, Capital Area Pickleball Association. We call it CAPA.
And the association, is there a fee to join the association? What do you do?
There's a very, very small fee to join, and that goes towards the upkeep of the website. It keeps people involved in track of what's going on, different fundraisers, different events that we do. It's a very, very nominal fee, and the membership has grown from, as I said, I think we started with 30 members, and now we're over 500. So, again, for more information on that, go to Capital Area Pickleball Association and search that, and you'll be able to pull up all the information.
And what about somebody else wondered about the national tournaments. How do you get to play in a national tournament?
Well, our USA Pickleball National Tournaments, which are now being held at the prestigious Indian Wells Tennis Garden in Palm Desert, California. That tournament you actually have to qualify for. So it's a long process. But most tournaments, anybody can join, and there's different levels of play. So just like tennis, you get a rating in pickleball after you play a few tournaments, and that rating can be anywhere from a 2.5 to a 6.0. The pros are 6.0. And for a nominal fee, you can join the tournament. And as I said, they are happening all over the country. They're not expensive to join. It's a great experience for those of us that like to compete. For me, I found pickleball at a really good time because I have a tennis and a table tennis background, and when I hit about 40, I was ready to stop playing competitive tennis. So pickleball has kind of taken over those competitive juices for me. Do we have any other great questions, Larry?
Well, someone else wondering what, so you mentioned, let me see if I read this right. You mentioned fundraisers, and you actually, some of these tournaments, do they go to raise money for local events and so forth or local things?
Yes. In fact, I hosted my first tournament. I called it the Dave Weinbach Sharing the Pickleball Love Tournament in Arizona, where I found pickleball and we raised over $6,000 for four local charities. I'd like to do exhibitions all around the country, and whatever money is raised goes to local charities. So we'll be doing some more of those here in Dane County as well, where we try to raise money for local charities.
So just to wind it up, can you give us those websites again where people can go, let's say, for Dane County, but then also for the larger national organization?
Yes, the national organization, which we call USA Pickleball, their website is usapickleball.org, usapickleball.org. And our local Capital Area Pickleball Association website is Kappa, CAPAREAPB, as in boy, .com.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, it has been a blast talking with you today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I know you got places to go, and so we're letting you out of here. But I see Jane Rotundo, one of our producers, saying, I got to try pickleball after listening to this. So there you go. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, my pleasure, Larry. Let's do it again sometime, and we'll get some great questions.
All right, Dave. Dave Weinbach, 12-time U.S. Open champion, a 10-time U.S. APA champion, talking with us today about pickleball.